Jerry Bader Show 935. One final email on this and a final thought from me. And then unless we see someone else who wants to weigh on this, we're going to move on. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Talking about, and this is not a new topic to the show, to this or any other show, the absolutely ill-prepared adults that institutions of quote-unquote higher learning are churning out. And this is not new. There are people who were education majors when I was in college in the early 80s who I was stunned. Really? You're going to go teach kids? And this is the vacuous product that the education establishment is trying to defend. No, we're doing a great job with some, but you're graduating others that are utterly uninformed. We had the embarrassing essay from an athlete student. But more embarrassing than that, someone took a camera and a microphone at American University, and a whole lot of students could not name one U.S. senator. How could you not name one U.S. senator? How could you become an adult and you cannot name one? They didn't ask even in their own state. So they can't think of either senator from their own state, didn't know how many senators each state had. So then, of course, they didn't know in total how many there were, 100. But they knew the song Let It Go from Frozen. By the way, you didn't like that movie, did you, Jason? Oh, what was the movie you hated? I thought it was Frozen. It wasn't Frozen? Okay, I've been telling my family you hate Frozen. Well, I'm sorry, because I couldn't understand. Oh, the Lego movie. No, I would have swore. Oh, it was the Lego movie. Frozen is actually pretty good. But they all knew the song Let It Go. I'm going to read Joe's email. Hey, Jerry, the Let It Go thing is hand in glove with this statistic from a few years ago that I read. It cited the fact that more people voted on the average weekly American Idol finale show than voted in each of the last couple presidential elections. And then there was the Howard Stern skit of all the people when the GOP had the McCain-Palin was the Republican nominee. Stern sent out some of his underlings to Harlem to ask man on the street questions of Obama voters. The twist was that they ascribed all of the conservative traits of McCain or Palin as the reasons why they thought that person might be voting for Obama. I remember that. And a lot of people were surprised Howard Stern did that. It is frightening. And I know it's not a new phenomenon, but I would argue it's getting much worse. Van and Appleton. Van, hey, hire the Jerry Bader Show.
Doing?
Good.
Hey, listen, I agree with you 100%. This is pathetic that people can't name their United States senators or any United States senators. But consider this. The same people probably know even less about economics. And then look at all the support that you have for the increase in the minimum wage. Did you see how those two tie together?
Oh, that's an excellent point, Van. You're right. This is the tip of the iceberg. So imagine if they're this uninformed, they're going to believe any of the stuff they're told about the impact of minimum wage and about rich people and about everyone. Why do you think the Democratic incumbent governor of Illinois right now is playing the class warfare card, Van? Because he knows they fall for that crap. He knows he's dealing with blank slates upon which he can put anything.
Of course. Of course. And you can look at any topic today, and low information voter is a low information voter, regardless of whether it's politics, it's raw politics, or economics, or geopolitics, or world politics. Doesn't matter. They don't know anything. Because our schools, you asked earlier, what are our schools doing? I'll tell you, Jerry, they're wasting our money.
Van, thanks a lot for the call. Let's see, John's email, and then if we don't have any other calls, we're going to move on. Public indoctrination education. Dear Jerry, I know you know this already, but there exists a catch-22 in our public education system. When young adults are too stupid to realize how stupid they really are, they are susceptible to propaganda. If they actually teach what they should, how to learn, they would all be in serious trouble. He means the education establishment. They instead teach how to bully via actions, how to follow a lockstep with authority, and how to use the system to their advantage with no regard to others. I have 7 children, 3 in mid-high school. These 3 are 4.0 GPA, good to great athletes and leaders. Though I'm outspoken with my views, they still manage to persevere through the intimidation and bias. I teach them respect and admiration for authority, yet I teach their duty to question what they don't agree with or understand. They are taught to follow their values no matter what the outcome. I've asked them numerous times if they would rather have me not voice my opinion so they would be more acceptable. The reply is always no, with an inquisitive why. Why that would be wrong. I love to challenge educators with the saying, your actions speak so loudly, I can't hear what you are saying. Have a great, awesome day, John. To Rick on the road. Rick, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. Good morning.
Morning.
Jerry, I go up to that Victory Center and make calls, and I'm sitting there by myself, and I go out and make lit drops and get no help. And so for the audience out there, get out of the black hole and start helping us and quit calling and pissing and moaning all the time. We need help, Jerry. I wonder how many of your audience actually get out here and help us making phone calls and getting out on the street.
Rick, by the way, thanks for the call. That is critically important because being informed and being educated isn't enough if you don't use it. I can't stress enough. Rick is absolutely right about that. Alan Withy. Al, go ahead.
Hey, Jerry. I've been teaching for 37 years, and I've seen education go to heck in a handbasket over the years. I'm very conservative, which is kind of an oxymoron to use that with the term teacher. But I had a student not long ago that could not find the United States on a globe. And this was a person is a junior in high school.
Come on. You're serious, Al.
I am dead serious. And I know it was taught.
Here's the problem. I know there's some teachers out there, because you do have spring breaks going on, that are probably bleeping and moaning right now. Al, there are good teachers like you, and there are conservative teachers, and there are good liberal teachers even. There are quality teachers out there. I would argue, though, there are not enough of you swimming against the tide of the education establishment. Would you agree with that?
I would agree. I started teaching back in the 70s, and as I watched the change in our society, it used to be like every 10, 15 years there'd be a change. Now it seems like it's 5 or less years, a change. And it comes right down to what's happening at home. A lack of respect for authority, a lack of work ethic, a lack of importance placed on actually learning something. I was just talking to a friend about students, they now do assignments to get done. Not to learn, but to get done. And when I came out of college, I was a liberal, and I just had my head filled with all kinds of liberal nonsense. And then I got into teaching, and it was, I followed that path until one day I just opened my eyes and saw that there is merit to the other side.
But Al, here's the problem. It sounds like you'd be a very good teacher. If a kid gets to his junior year in high school and he can't find the United States of America on a globe, really, what are you supposed to do with that kid?
Well, that's part of what I do here is, work with the alternative.
But boy, God bless you for that. Thanks a lot for the call. But that's the problem. The social promotion and social promotion. To Al in Green Bay. Al, go ahead.
Jerry, I got a quick fix for the education, and that would be to put driver's education back in school, and you have to be able to maintain at least a C average to even be in driver's education. Otherwise, you don't get your license until you're 18 and you're out of school after graduation.
Okay, not a bad idea, Al, but here's where I would disagree with it. Thanks a lot for the call. Fixation on grades is the problem here. Look at that piece of crap paper that got an A- at UNC Chapel Hill. Why do you think teachers don't want to be evaluated by tests? Well, they're not fair, and they skew and this and that and the other thing. Because it's outcome-based. It's here's what the kid has learned. In fact, I actually agree with this. My daughter's in an AP class that would allow her to test out so she doesn't have to take the same course at Eau Claire in the fall. And I actually, I winced a bit, but that, no, I agree with him. He's not as worried about my daughter's grade as he is her ability to pass that test. So look, the things can be tricky here, you know, in terms of assignments turned in. If she's got the knowledge to go pass that test, that's all I care about. You know, as long as she's, and really, that's where, you know, these fluff assignments and homework assignments and all of that stuff. Anyway, that I think, but he's right. It's gotten to the point where we're going to have to tie some incentive, immediate incentive, to students that hit them where they live. And when you are in high school, there's nothing bigger than getting your license. Final call on this goes to John in Luxembourg. John, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry. Yeah. If you want a rude awakening, just talk to, I have two family members that are employers and trying to find qualified help just in the common labor market that are educated enough in simple math, that third grade stuff and penmanship. Just look at it, how bad it is today.
I hear that, John, all the time. Thanks a lot for the call. I hear it all the time. I know someone, I would just say this, he's a skilled laborer, and I ran into him a while back, and I asked, he did some work in my house 4 years ago, and I ran into him. He goes, business is great. Business is great. Demand is great. If I could just find qualified employees, I could grow my business substantially. One of the things we never put into the unemployment equation is how ill-prepared a lot of people out of high school for the most basic fundamental skill, or to even learn basic fundamental skills, is lacking. All right. In 3 minutes, I want to go to the mailbag, excuse me. What, it's a Friday. I can't step on a word for the love of. It's Friday, right? Yeah. Two very good emails on topics we took up earlier this week. They're really good. I want to share them both in 3 minutes. It's 9:48.
Before life removed all the air.
The Jerry Bader Show.